the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. It's 7:02 Eastern Time. Yeah. Let me tell you what I just played in this last set of the first hour. These are the Cheetah Slicks. A track that they released on Crypt, a single they released on Crypt in 1995. I got off a compilation, Cheapo Crypt Sampler Volume 2. Came out in 1997. Hook or Crook, written by Alex Chilton. Before that, the Squares did Night of the Squares, their own twisted take on the Larry and the Blue Notes tune. It's off an EP they put out on Get Hip called Get Hip. Came out in 1993. Before that, the Epics did She Believed in Me. That's a track I got off the compilation, Storm in the Garage. Came out on ACOM, God knows how long ago. It was originally released on the Dolphin label in 1966, and the Human Expression kicked it off with a track called Love at Psychedelic Velocity. I got off the compilation, Garage Beat Volume 7, Garage Beat 66 Volume 7. I got off the, it was originally released on the Accent label, 1966. I'm starting to go crazy from the heat. I'm going to have to start put the AC on or something. Anyway, coming up in about 56 minutes will be the lounge. Meanwhile, we got this week's song that everybody knows coming up and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
Christ's sake. lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes. Green-eyed lady, passion's lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady, feels like I never see setting suns and lonely lovers free.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Here I go again. I see your footsteps running up and down my brain. And in my darkest hours, I see your
federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
The Western world has a common dedication to keep free people from red domination. Maybe you can vote, boy, but man your battle stations, or there'll be no need for voting in future generations. Push in two mighty nations, but who's crazy enough to risk annihilation? The buttons are there to ensure negotiation, so don't be afraid, boy, it's our only salvation. Integration, but look what it's done for the voter registration. Be thankful our country allows demonstrations. Instead of condemning, make some recommendations. I don't understand the cause of your aggravation. You mean to tell me, boy, it's not a better situation? In your evaluation, what about the things that deserve commendation? Where there once was no cure, there's vaccination. Where there once was a desert, there's vegetation. Self-government's replacing colonization. What about the Peace Corps organization? Don't forget the work of the United Nations.
At 7:21 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. All right. Anyway, it's good to hear from Tony and Julie. They are no longer from Medford. They're from Cambridge. They couldn't handle it being this close to WMFO, the stink waves from the show. Anyway, just heard the spokesman from 52 years ago. The more things change, the more they stay the same. The Dawn of Correction came out in 1965 on Decca. Before that, the Syndicate of Sound did Little Girl, a single released in 1966 on the Bell label. Before that, the Supremes with the B-side to Nathan Jones. Came out in 1971 on Motown. Happiness is a Bumpy Road. Before that, this week's song that everybody knows, although everybody should know Little Girl if you're of a certain age or you're into garage rock. But Sugarloaf did Green Eyed Lady. The single version came out in 1970 on Liberty. And we kicked it off with a band called The Fugitives, one of 5,438,687,482 bands called The Fugitives between 1965 and 1967. These guys were from Michigan. How can I tell? Because they got off the compilation. Michigan Mayhem, Volume 2. Came out in 2001 on the More Fun label. Originally released on Fenton in 1966. That's another way. Name of the track's called I'll Hang Around. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. 781-350-3264 locally. If you want to throw me off my rhythm, try as you might. There's no rhythm here. Anyway, let me just get back into it as we approach the three-quarter pole and head down the home stretch. These are the Desperate Hours.
He never passed a test.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lunch was the class that he loved best.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They caught him sleeping in the boiler room.
Principal hit him on the head with a broom.
Ah, ha, 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 ha.
but he was only a fool, 'cause he was kicked out of school.
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Beat and bop it. You can really rock it. Just take your gal and hop it. Don't you ever knock it. You can never top it. All you have to do is freeze. That's the freeze.
A word to the wise, sufficient.
Listen to someone near.
This is Cesar Romero with the thought for today. Remember that your yesterdays are like canceled checks. Your tomorrow's like promissory notes. But today is like cash.
Thank you.
All right, now, boys, you're one and a two and...
The night was clear.
Now, just a minute, Tim. The night was clear, man. Clear. Let's take it from the top. A one and a two and...
The night was clear.
Clear,
clear.
All right, the night was clear.
And the moon was yellow. And the leaves came tumbling down.
Thank you, wonderful, wonderful. And now here are the Lemon Sisters. All right, the girls, one and two and... Where are the Lemon Sisters?
The regulars on bandstand now, Mr. Walt.
The name is Welk. Is that clear?
Clear.
All right, let's try it once more. A one and a two and... Get Mr. Price out of the studio. Mr. Price, we like the people on our show to a pet, but please get your bulldog off of my accordion. Okay, let's hit it.
He was barking at the two men who were gambling in the dark.
Hold it there. There will be no gambling in the studio. Let's turn on the lights and go on with the show. Okay, Alice, let's hit it. A one and a two and... No, Alice, more of a beat, like this.
Thank you.
past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me tell you what I just played. Heard the Spades, who would eventually morph into the 13th floor elevators, do We Sell Soul. It was originally released on the Zero label, 1965. I got it off the Trash Box CD4 compilation. Before that, Spencer and Spencer and Stagger Lawrence, spoofing on Lawrence Welk and Lloyd Price. Was it Lloyd Price? I'm out of it today. Anyway, it was released in 1959 on the Gone label. Before that, Tony and Joe did the Freeze. 1958, the Era label. And then before that, the Velvets did Needle in a Haystack. Came out in 1964 on the VIP label. I thought that was the label that Motown developed for local garage bands. Who the heck was on there that did a... did copies or did covers of Respect and a couple other tunes. But there were a couple of bands, local Detroit bands that recorded for VIP. Anyway, before that, we kicked off the set with Dickie Stop and Class Cutter. Came out in 1959 on the Beat label. Coming up in about 20 minutes is going to be the Lounge with Danny and Evan. I don't know if you got any of their angels in here. We'll just have to wait and find out. Meanwhile, let's take this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
is fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
The cats gather at the pizza joint a little after four to eat the pie, play the jukebox, and dance around the floor. The kids all call it heaven, a place of retreat. Yes, everybody has a bang of a time, or even old Pizza Beat.
Boom, boom, Pizza Beat. Boom, 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 Pizza Beat. Boom, boom, boom.
He no kibitch or much English, but he really dig that beat.
Boom, 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 Pizza Beat. Boom, 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 Pizza Beat.
Hey, my son.
He no kibitch or much English, but he really dig that beat.
The slap of the handy beat of the dough, I'll make it a nice and round. All to the beat of the music that rock and roll loud. The old and the young find it a treat to see someone enjoy himself like a whole pizza beat.
Boom, 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 pizza beat. Boom, 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 pizza beat.
He no capisce about your English, but he really dig that beat.
Boom, 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 pizza beat.
Kids all call it heaven, a place of retreat. Yes, everybody has a bang of a time, or even old Pizza Beat.
Pizza Beat, Pizza Beat.
He no can beat you much English, but he really dig that beat.
Pizza Beat, Pizza Beat.
Hey!
need to see just how much it means to me to tell someone of what went on. Now that the Birdman's gone, even though you'll find it strange, all along the Birdman really was me.
I think we've got it.
My name is Pussy Galore.
I must be dreaming.
Somebody new.
7:56 Eastern Time, and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, water-coulders, and never-worse from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for 2 hours each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Anyway, let me explain away this last set of the evening. Backing me up as always, on my way out the door, and I promise I won't let it hit me on the ass on the way out. Anyway, you just heard The Innkeepers and Wanted. A track that was originally released on the Gallico label in 1966. I got off the compilation Bad Vibrations Volume 3. For that, the Yo-Yos. And they have one of my favorite 60s pop songs. Can't stop thinking of you. Anyway, Gotta Find a New Love, originally released on the Gold Wax label in 1966. I got off the compilation Things Been Bad, came out in 95 on Teenage Shutdown. Before that, the Strawberry Alarm Clock with Birdman of Alcatraz came out in 1967 on Uni. It is the B-side to Incense and Peppermints. Before that, the Strange Love did their take on Johnny Otis's Hand Jive, came out in 1966 on Bang. Before that, Steve Stevens did Pizza Pete. Yes, I'm going home for something. I don't know if it's pizza, but I'm going home. And that came out in 1961 in United Southern Artists. Before that, the Tornadoes. In honor of Joe Meek, who 50 years ago, I believe it's like on, Sunday. 50 years ago on Sunday, he took a busted a cap in his landlady's head and did the same to himself. Anyway, we're lost a great talent. Anyway, Evan and Danny are next with The Lounge. My name is Alex, and as always, the pleasure is mine. I want to leave you off a little traveling music. Take care.